Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, because today we are diving into one of the most reliably tested topics in the entire specification, density. That's topic 6.2 for those of you following along with your OCR booklet. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Density? Isn't that just a simple formula? And yes, the equation itself is beautifully simple. But here's the thing. OCR examiners absolutely love to catch candidates out on the details around density. The unit conversions, the practical method, the particle model explanation, these are the places where marks are won and lost every single year. So in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to walk you through everything you need to know, the core concepts, the required practical, the exam technique, the common mistakes to avoid, and I'll finish with a quick fire recall quiz to test yourself. Grab a pen and paper. This is active revision, not passive listening. Let's go. Let's start with the absolute foundation. Density is defined as the mass per unit volume of a substance. In other words, it tells you how much matter is packed into a given space. The equation is density equals mass divided by volume. Using symbols, that's rho, the Greek letter that looks like a P, equals m over v. Rho is the symbol for density, m is mass, and v is volume. Now, here's something really important about units. Density can be expressed in two ways, and OCR will test both. You can have kilograms per meter cubed, written as kj per m cubed, or grams per centimeter cubed, written as g per centimeter cubed. These are both valid, but you must use the correct one for the answer line on your paper. The conversion between them is 1 game per centimeter cubed equals 1000 kgpm per m cubed. So to convert from g per centimeter cubed to kg per m cubed, you multiply by 1000. To go the other way, you divide by 1000. Here's the classic mistake that costs candidates marks every year. Students sometimes think that 1 meter cubed equals 100 centimeters cubed because there are 100 centimeters in a meter, but that is completely wrong. 1 meter cubed actually equals 1 million centimeters cubed. Think about it, you're cubing the conversion factor. 100 centimeters in a meter cubed gives you 100 times 100 times 100, that's 1 million. So please write this down and remember it. 1 meter cubed equals 1 million centimeters cubed. Now let's connect density to the particle model of matter, because this is where OCR really tests your understanding, especially in the higher mark questions. Every substance is made of particles, atoms, or molecules. In a solid, those particles are packed tightly together in a regular arrangement. They vibrate in fixed positions but don't move around. Because the particles are so close together, there's a lot of mass in a small volume, so solids tend to have high density. In a liquid, the particles are still close together, but they're not in a fixed arrangement. They can flow past each other. The density of a liquid is similar to, but usually slightly less than, the solid form of the same substance, with the famous exception of water and ice, which you'll cover in more detail in the changes of state topic. In a gas, the particles are spread very far apart. The spaces between the particles are enormous compared to the size of the particles themselves. This is why gases have very low density. Air, for example, has a density of only about 1.2 kilograms per m cubed compared to water at 1,000 kilograms per m cubed and iron at about 7,874 kilograms per m cubed. So the key particle model explanation for density is this. Gases have low density because the particles are far apart, meaning there's very little mass in a large volume. Solids have high density because the particles are close together, meaning there's a lot of mass in a small volume. Now let's talk about the required practical, PAG P1, because this comes up in exam questions regularly, and there are very specific details you need to know. For a regular solid, something like a rectangular block or a cylinder, you measure its dimensions using a ruler or vernier calipers, then calculate the volume using the appropriate formula. Volume of a cuboid is length times width times height. Then you measure the mass using a balance and divide mass by volume to get density. For an irregular solid, something with an awkward shape like a rock or a pebble, you cannot calculate the volume from its dimensions. Instead, you use the displacement method, also called the Eureka Can method. Here are the steps, and please pay attention to the order because the order matters enormously for your marks. Step 1. Measure the mass of the object using a balance. You must do this first before the object gets wet. If you measure the mass after submerging it in water, the object retains some water, making the mass reading artificially higher. This is one of the most common errors in this practical, and examiners specifically test whether candidates know to measure mass first. Step 2, fill the displacement can, also called a Eureka can, with water up to the level of the spout. Step 3, carefully lower the irregular solid into the displacement can using a piece of string. The water displaced by the object flows out of the spout and is collected in a measuring cylinder. Step 4. Read the volume of water collected in the measuring cylinder. This equals the volume of the object. When reading the measuring cylinder, always read from the bottom of the meniscus, the curved surface of the water, at eye level. Reading from the top of the meniscus gives a higher reading than the true value. Step 5. Use density equals mass divided by volume to calculate the density. Now, a word on uncertainties. OCR's assessment objective 3, that's AO3, were 30% of your marks. Test your ability to evaluate experimental methods. You might be asked to identify sources of error or suggest improvements. For this practical, key sources of uncertainty include the resolution of the measuring cylinder, parallax error when reading the meniscus, water remaining in the displacement can spout before the experiment begins, and water retained on the surface of the object when it's removed. Right, let's move into exam technique. I want to give you the specific strategies that will get you the marks. First, always show you're working. For calculate questions, OCR awards marks for the correct substitution into the formula, even if your final answer is wrong. So write out rho equals m over v, then substitute the numbers, then give the answer with units. Second, check the units on the answer line before you calculate. If the question gives you mass in grams and volume in centimeters cubed, but asks for the answer in kg per m cubed, you must convert. Multiply your g per centimeter cubed answer by 1,000 to get kg per m cubed. Third, for describe or explain questions about the practical, use the word because to link your method to the reason. Don't just say measure the mass first. Say measure the mass first because if the object gets wet, retained water will increase the mass reading, giving an inaccurate result. Fourth, for 6 mark level of response questions about the practical, you need to reach level 3 to get 5 or 6 marks. Level 3 requires you to cover both the method, the equipment used and the steps, and the data processing, how you use the measurements to calculate density. Many candidates describe the method perfectly, but forget to mention the formula or the calculation step, and they get stuck at level 2. Fifth, remember the difference between resolution and accuracy. Resolution is the smallest scale division on your instrument. Accuracy refers to how close your measurement is to the true value. These are not the same thing, and confusing them will cost you marks in AO3 questions. Okay, pen at the ready. It's quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the equation for density? The answer is density equals mass divided by volume, or rho equals m over v. Question 2. Convert 3.5 grams per centimeter cubed to kilograms per meter cubed. The answer is 3,500 kilograms per meter cubed. You multiply by 1,000. Question 3. Why must you measure the mass of an irregular solid before submerging it in water? Because water retained on the object's surface would increase the mass reading, giving an inaccurate result. Question 4. Why do gases have much lower density than solids? Because in a gas, the particles are very far apart relative to their size, so there is very little mass in a large volume. Question 5. When reading a measuring cylinder, where do you read from? From the bottom of the meniscus at eye level. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread those sections before your exam. Let's bring it all together with your 5 key takeaways for density. 1. The equation is rho equals m over v. Density equals mass divided by volume. Must memorize. It is not given on the formula sheet. 2. Units g per centimeter cubed multiplied by 1,000 equals kilogram per m cubed. And 1 meter cubed equals 1 million centimeters cubed, not 100. 3. For irregular solids, use the displacement method. Measure mass first on a balance, then use the Eureka can to find volume. 4. Read measuring cylinders from the bottom of the meniscus at eye level. 5. Link density to the particle model. Gases are low density because particles are far apart. Solids are high density because particles are close together. You've got this. Density is one of those topics where careful attention to detail really pays off. And now you know exactly what the examiners are looking for. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Keep going. Every mark counts.